Fuel economy is the price of admission to the Detroit Auto Show. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. There was a time when fuel economy just wasn't all that important to the big three automakers. But now they say fuel economy has to be a major part of their new designs. Reid Bigland heads up the Dodge brand for Chrysler. Here's what he had to say during yesterday's unveiling of the new 40-mile-per-gallon Dodge Dart.
Look, the days of sacrificing horsepower for fuel economy and vice versa are long gone. Today, you have to have both, and we do.
Michigan Radio's Mark Brush is at the North American International Auto Show, and he joins me now. So, Mark, what kinds of cars are you seeing?
The last time I was at the auto show, Rebecca, was around 10 years ago. And back then, when I walked around the auto show, the green or fuel-efficient cars, they were kind of relegated off to a corner here, and they just weren't taken that seriously. There was one notorious stunt back in 1992 at the auto show. That's when Chrysler chief Bob Lutz smashed a Jeep Grand Cherokee through a window at the Cobo Center. So things just weren't, you know, fuel efficiency wasn't taken too seriously. But now just about every automaker is displaying some type of fuel-efficient car here.
So what's going on? What's behind these changes?
Well, I caught up with Gloria Berquist of the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers here at the auto show, and I asked her that question.
The world has changed, and we all see what a precious resource oil is, and we all see the importance of enhancing our energy security. And so car companies have responded by developing more fuel-efficient technologies.
Another big reason for the change is increased fuel efficiency standards from the federal government. These standards had remained unchanged since 1990 for passenger cars, and they just recently got bumped up for the 2011 model year. And the Obama administration plans to keep bumping them up until automakers reach an average of 54 miles to the gallon by 2025.
You know, one of the problems that automakers have had with fuel economy standards is that they were facing the potential of three different standards, right?
Yeah, that's right. There was one from California and many other states, and one from the Environmental Protection Agency, and yet another from the Department of Transportation. So now this new proposed federal standard is one uniform standard, and automakers like that. That's what EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson told me here at the auto show.
I have no doubt, as an engineer myself, that Detroit will meet that challenge and exceed it. And we are now building and designing cars that the world wants to buy.
So under this most recent proposed standard, the fleet-wide average has to come in around 54 miles per gallon by 2025. That's a big increase. What kind of cars are we going to be driving 10 or 15 years from now?
I'd assumed that, you know, to meet that tough standard, they'd all have to be electric or hybrids. But when I asked David Friedman of the Union of Concerned Scientists this question, he said gas engines will definitely still be around then.
Under these new standards, consumers will be able to choose cars of the same size, the same performance, and the same or even better safety than they have today. The main difference they'll notice is they'll be spending thousands of dollars less on gasoline.
And Friedman says to be more efficient, companies won't have to use just the sexy technologies like hybrid or electric engines. He says they can use things like better transmissions, more efficient gas engines, and better tires. But when I asked Gloria Berquist, you know, what these cars will look like, she's with the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers, she thinks a little differently. She thinks that hybrids and electric vehicles will definitely have to be a big part of the mix to meet that 54 miles to the gallon standard. So in her mind, the big challenge will be, will people buy these cars in the future?
Well, they're still pretty expensive.
Yeah, that's right. That's definitely true.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
You're welcome.
That's Michigan Radio's Mark Brush at the Detroit Auto Show. You can see some of Mark's photos from the auto show at environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.